conversation.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I'm recording right now. Did you know?
I didn't even know.
Didn't. Okay, that's what I do.
Welcome to the very first ever episode of the Trilzarian Show. I have my friend and teammate, Julia Avila, here with me.
Hey, guys.
And she is going to tell you a few things about herself now.
Hey, guys. I'm Julia Avila, Shewmate. I'm a purple belt under Seth Norman at Oklahoma Martial Arts Academy. I train alongside with Troy Trilzarian over here. I am also a pro MMA fighter. I'm 4-0 as a professional with 2 wins under some UFC veterans. So it's kind of exciting, a little fun fact. But that's me. I'm interested to hear or to see what Troy has in store for me to reveal to you guys.
Awesome. Well, Julia told you a little bit about herself. She's probably one of the most impressive people that I've ever met and gets more done on a day-to-day basis than most people do in a month. So I'd like to start out with a little bit of like her day-to-day process. Like, she wakes up and then what? Julia, tell us how the day goes.
Okay, so I've never slept much, right? So I highly recommend that people sleep to their comfort. I only require about 4 to 6 hours of sleep. So I wake up around 4:30 every morning. I get my cup of coffee, usually black. But sometimes I like my fancy soy milk.
Okay.
I'll get a warm-up run. It depends on the day. Some days are strength training days. Some days are run days. But I'll get a warm-up run of about 3 miles, my weightlifting, and then yoga. So that's my morning.
Wow.
And then I am ready for work by 7.
Mm-hmm.
I work a 9-hour day, so I'm at work from 7 to 5. And during then, I take an hour lunch where I do either HIIT training or some sort of recovery training, so like a yoga or a sled pull, sled drags. And then afterwards, at home, I'm here until from 5 to about 6-ish. And then I head over to OMA, where I'm there from 6 to 8, or 6:30 to 8:30, 6:30 to 10. I don't know. It depends on the day and depends exactly on the speech.
Yeah. Nice. I love it.
But yeah, I train about 3 times a day. Anywhere between 4 to 6 hours. On the weekends, I really, really, really like my long runs.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll do 10 to 15 miles, a couple hour or an hour of yoga, some jujitsu, and we're good.
Awesome. So that is a pretty impressive schedule, if I do say so myself.
It seems normal to me, though, like, because I feel like you do the same thing, don't you?
I train a lot, but I'm not up at 4:30 ever. I never see that time of the day in my life, unless I'm still up from the night before, but that's a different story and a different podcast entirely, so we won't get into that or Troy Trilzarian's nighttime activities. But what I would like to talk about is, how do you stay motivated to train? Because that's like 6 training sessions a day. You're lifting weights, you're doing yoga, you're training jiu-jitsu. You work 9 hours a day. How is this possible for one human to accomplish so much on a day-to-day basis and continually make that schedule work for you?
Well, I have to remind people that I do have like a sedentary career. I have a geology degree, so I am at a desk and I'm working there. So that's kind of my recovery time.
Mm-hmm.
But conversely, like when I run, like I've qualified for the Boston Marathon. So wow. I'm a fast runner. Mm-hmm. When I do yoga, I prefer hot yoga.
Yeah.
When I lift as much as a small elephant.
I can vouch for that. She squats much more than me. I won't say how much more because I'm a little embarrassed, but she lifts me under the table.
But it's one of those things where, like, my recovery is definitely an important part. But I stay motivated simply because I'm able to. There are so many people in the world that don't have the luxury of being able to go lift at their own home gym or have the ability because they don't have leg movement. I motivate myself because I am alive. Like, I was given, if you think about it, like, there's so many things that could have happened. And I was some miracle of life. Everyone was given that. You mm-hmm. were given that. Troy Trilzerian is here because he is a miracle. Mm-hmm. So what the hell are you going to do with it?
Damn right. 400 trillion to one. Those are the odds of becoming a human being. You know, your dad could have, you know, stood by the microwave for too long. He could have jerked off one extra time. You know, there could have been any number of things that could have happened to make you not be a human. 400 trillion to 1 are the odds of becoming a human being. This blows my mind. Gary Vaynerchuk talks about this all the time. The odds of you becoming a human are less likely than you winning. Like, you're more likely to win the lottery 10 times in a row than to become a human being. So,
and that's what I'm saying. Like, what the F are you doing with your life? Mm-hmm. Hold up. Is this explicit content? Because we can do that. That's totally fine.
I'm down with that.
Okay, what the fuck are you doing yeah. with your life if you're not doing something? Like, my goal is for someone to look on Facebook or to look on social media or see me and go, hey, that girl is doing it. So can I. Mm. And that's my entire ambition. That's why I want to make it to a more public platform with my MMA, with my jiu-jitsu. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to do things and show other people that they can too.
Mm-hmm. So you're feeding off of the inspiration that you give to other people. So yeah. It's just a recurring cycle of motivation and inspiration.
Yeah, this positive feedback loop of like, hey, I saw what you did, so it made me want to get up off the couch. Mm-hmm. I saw what you did, so I tried out a jiu-jitsu class, mm-hmm. you know, just yeah. something to get someone to move. Like, that inspires me so much. And if I ever get down, I just have to remind myself, like, I have like over 1,000 followers because mm-hmm. someone gives a shit about me.
Yeah.
And I care about them. Mm-hmm. So yeah. that's what motivates me. That's what keeps me going. You know, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sit here and say, like, I clean eat all the time and I'm always cool. Like, I'm sitting here drinking a glass of wine. Like,
I am too, just for the record.
I'm still a human being.
Yeah.
I'm not a superhero. Mm-hmm. There are times when I want to give up, but I have a really, really good support system and teammates that keep me going.
Yes, we do have an awesome group of people that are supporting us, watching what we're doing. And I think that loop of positivity is huge. I think the more human beings that draw inspiration from inspiring others, it's just an endless cycle of positivity, and that's how we change the world. So some people may say it's too big of a task to undertake for any one person, but it starts with one person, and then it's a domino effect. You know, the more people that we get to start eating the right way, being active, you know, drinking water instead of soda, whatever the case may be, do a yoga class because they want to be like Julia, or run 100 miles in one day. I don't know. But the more that we do that, the more of a domino effect that it has. And then it's just, you know, as far reaching as we want it to be. The platforms continue to grow. The followers continue to grow. And then they build their own followings. So
yeah, I definitely think you hit the nail on the head right there. Like, yeah. And it's as simple as going, hey, I saw you did XYZ. That's super cool. Good job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%.
That's it.
It's the small things.
It's the small things. It truly, mm-hmm. truly is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What keeps you going?
What keeps me going? That is a good question. You know, I really want to provide a life for my family to where my parents don't have to do things they don't like to do to make a living, to where my little brother never has to do any of the crappy jobs that I've had to do to support myself. I really try to watch out for my family and, you know, hopefully one day provide for them the way that they've provided for me, doing what I like to do. And kind of like Julia said, you know, I see what I'm doing inspiring other people, and I see what I'm doing helping other people get better. So that is my main source of motivation, other than, you know, my little brother and my family. That's cool. That That's inspires me to no end, yeah. You know, watching other people, like my kids in kids class, like will come in and be quiet, not be comfortable talking to other people. And then a couple months down the road, they've developed this huge sense of confidence and like they're able to talk to whoever and have conversation and look at you in the eyes and be respectful. And I see this growth like everywhere that I'm going. So it's just a really positive affirmation for everything that I'm doing and all the people that are around me that are doing the right thing and that are like-minded and on the same mission. It's just, it's how do you not be motivated? It's like Julia said, you know, what the fuck are you doing if you're not trying to inspire others and help the people around you? Get the fuck out of here with that. Like, let's band together and get some work done, you know? Yeah,
be surrounded by people that make you the best version of yourself.
100%.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So let's go on to your jiu-jitsu practice. Where did it start? Where has it taken you? Some of the people that you've met, maybe. Just whatever you would like to kind of, wherever we want to go with that.
Oh my gosh. All right. So I'm originally from California, from Bakersfield, California. Mm-hmm. I didn't start jiu-jitsu until 2000. Well, I kind of started 2011. But I officially started and I had my first tournament 2012. Mm-hmm. I started under Dan Camarillo, and the only reason I started jiu-jitsu was because after my first fight, which I had no jiu-jitsu experience, mm-hmm. and I beat a purple belt, by the way, Marion Renault. Mm-hmm. Just gonna name drop there a little bit.
Okay, okay.
But I started jiu-jitsu because I started dating a guy who was my coach, mm-hmm. and he was a purple belt at the time. He's now a brown belt, moving on to his black soon. And then we broke up, so I stopped jiu-jitsu, like most girls. Mm-hmm. Like, they start jiu-jitsu because of their boyfriends, let's be honest. But afterwards, I took a year off of jiu-jitsu, so I got back into it 2013-ish, and I was under Matt Baker and Jill Baker, mm-hmm. who are both black belts in, under Jean-Jacques Machado.
Yeah.
Great, amazing people.
Mm-hmm. Deep half specialist.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. All about that deep half.
I got to watch him fight Salo Hibero 2015 Pan Ams.
It's not that entertaining. I'm going to be honest.
That match was incredible, though. Okay. Not to get sidetracked, but that was awesome.
He is amazing, mm-hmm. and they're amazing. I don't know if you ever got to see Jill Baker. I don't know if she competes very much anymore, but she is amazing to watch roll. She's very tall.
Yeah.
She's about Seth's height.
Oh, wow.
So she's like six-something. Yeah. She fights my division, middle heavy.
Wow.
And just, spider god, the dice. I love it. She's just amazing. And their daughter, and they have two sons, but their daughter, Kylie, she is equally as amazing. And she's a purple belt, and she fights in my division. Mm-hmm. So I am frustrated, and I never want to go up against Kylie, because that's my girl, but I will. Nice. I always say, like, I'm friends until the bell rings, mm-hmm. and then I'm out. And I'm a monster.
All business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, anyways, I lost my train of thought. Okay, so, Dan Camarillo, Matt Baker, and then I fell in love with my husband, mm-hmm. Cody, and he moved me out to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And so we actually went to, like, 5,000 gyms. We went to all of the gyms in Oklahoma, so we know everyone.
Nice.
And we finally fell in love and settled with Oklahoma Martial Arts Academy, mm-hmm. with Seth Norman and Janie Meadows.
Yeah.
Now, the problem was that it was an hour away because we lived down in Moore,
oh my goodness.
And the traffic and everything, but we made it every night. Mm-hmm. And so that's where home is.
Nice. Yeah, I remember the very first day that they came to train with us. I believe it was like a seminar, wasn't it, the first time that you came?
No, it was an open mat. It was a Sunday open mat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sunday open mat. I got to roll with her and Cody, and both of them, I can just immediately tell that they were awesome people, and I was so happy that they decided to make Ome their home, you know, and it's, what, 3 years later? Something like that? Holy
cow. We both belted under Seth. Mm-hmm. Cody was a white belt when he started. I was a blue belt. I was a new blue, mm-hmm. as well. And I knew it was going to be some time before I got my purple, but as I'm super... Oh my god, that was our dog. My dog. That was my dog. But I'm super stoked and blessed to be on this journey with OMA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no better team. I would say the best team in Oklahoma, but I'm a little bit partial, so probably the best team in the galaxy.
In the galaxy.
Who's keeping track, though? So that's a good segue into your competition and all the things that you've done there. You've won American Nationals, like three different divisions.
I triple golded
at American Nationals as a blue belt.
Mm-hmm.
And then what came after that?
Second in pans
for
purple. Second
in pans at purple, yeah.
Yeah, I competed a division above. Mm-hmm. I won Dallas at purple. Again, I competed a division above because there wasn't anyone in my division. And, you know, like, look, for IBJJF, sometimes there's no one in your division and people just sign up so they can get their gold. Like, seriously, what the fuck?
Right, that's, you paid to fight.
Right, yeah. Like, just sign up for a division. And what better way to test your jiu-jitsu, the small man's game, than to go a division above?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
That's what it's designed for, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So fucking test it.
Yeah, exactly. See if your jiu-jitsu is there. If you can't beat a bigger opponent with your jiu-jitsu, something is wrong.
And so, funny story about that, my husband was actually competing, and I didn't know until, like, 3 days before the actual competition. And he was not cutting, but he was watching his weight. Mm. So I went to In-N-Out and ate, like, a burger and fries the night before. And he was
torture.
Like... Yeah. And he was looking at his clothes like, should I wear lighter underwear?
Oh, my goodness. Did you get animal style, though? That was the real
question.
Hell
yeah, yeah. Animal style, protein style, double patty. Mm.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's my game.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Cody does that, like... He won't tell anyone that he signed up to compete until, like, the day before, and we're all like, oh, well, awesome.
Yeah, so he hasn't competed in, I want to say, 3 years.
Wow.
And the last time he competed, I was so nervous.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was too much, and so, like, I was freaking out this time around when he last competed, but, yeah, it was insane. Geez. What else have I competed in? I don't know. I've won... I've always podiumed in places. I podiumed as a white belt in several IBJJF tournaments. I've podiumed as blue belt, purple belt. I have the title for Oklahoma HD MMA for their bantam champion.
Yeah, talk more about your MMA fights as well.
Oh, geez. So my first fight was 2012 against Marion Renault.
Yes.
And I actually didn't know it was a pro fight until I stepped into the cage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. Talk about a surprise.
Right, no kidding. You, a former UFC fighter, right?
She's currently in the
UFC.
Yeah,
okay.
She's, I want to say she's top 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holla, Dana White. The fuck are you doing, bro?
Yeah, I know. Like, I beat her and I beat Nico, so...
Yeah, let's go. What's up? Waiting on that phone call.
Yeah. It's okay. It's okay. It'll come when when God says it'll come.
Absolutely.
But, so, my first pro fight was against her, and I had no idea it was a pro fight until afterwards. And they're like, hey, you got fight of the night. Make sure you go get your check. And I was like, I get paid? And they're like, yeah, it was a pro fight.
Damn.
And I said, no way. So I fired my coach.
Wow.
Because he actually ran off with my money.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So
not a good coach.
No, he was horrible.
Hmm.
He came up to me and he said, you're going to be someone's cash cow.
Wow. Yeah, so if your coach ever says that to you...
Run.
Yeah, get away from them as fast as possible.
Turn, go the other way.
That's the opposite of what a coach should do.
If your coach never rolls with you...
Yeah, true that.
Go away.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If your coach doesn't know your name...
Yeah.
Go
that's a
away.
Big red flag if you always get the, hey, what's up, buddy? Yeah, get out of there.
Ow, buckaroo.
Yep.
Not
then there's
sense.
Weirdos like me on the other side of the spectrum that have, like... 235,000 names memorized of every person that I've ever met in my entire life. So find someone in the middle, because I'm a little too much sometimes. But if they don't even know your name, there's a problem there as well, I'd say.
Yeah. So. Oh, I'm one of those people, like, I'll scroll through. I'm always on social media just because I'm trying to see what's, like, in the know, because I'm actually a huge introvert.
Oh, nice.
But I like people. Mm-hmm. I just don't like talking to them.
Just looking at what they have going
yeah.
on.
Yeah, so I like hearing about their stories. So I'm like, hey, how was your son's birthday party? Mm-hmm. I just don't remember the name.
Yeah, how funny.
So that was my first pro fight, and then I stopped fighting mm-hmm. for... Oh, gosh. When was my first fight?
Here in Oklahoma?
Yeah. It was last year, right?
Yeah, I think so. It must have been at...
Yeah, so 2012, mm-hmm. I fought pro, and then I fought two AMI fights after that, which is really weird and mm-hmm. uncommon.
Yeah.
But because of the situation, the promoter was allowed it to have me fight AMI because I had no AMI experience. Mm-hmm. So my last fight was 2013, which I had a 21-second knockout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Killed her.
Mm-hmm. Punches to the ground. I got DQ'd. Mm-hmm. And then the state commissioner came in. I was crying on national television. He was like, you didn't know what happened. Because the ref came between us, but instead of pushing me off, I kept punching around him.
Oh, man. She was seeing red.
Yeah. I had no idea what was going on. Yeah. That's why, like, nowadays, if something goes, like, if the ref comes in, I step back and take a knee. Mm. Every single time. You can watch all my MMA fights, all my jiu-jitsu matches, mm-hmm. anything that I do. I can be feeding the dog, and if the dog goes, hey... I'm like, take a knee.
Ooh, take a knee.
Take a knee.
Yeah, get out of there. You don't want to get DQ'd, right?
You don't want to get DQ'd.
If you guys haven't seen that video of her punching this girl around the ref, she looks like the biggest savage ever in the history of savages. So look that. Is that on YouTube?
It is on YouTube. Yeah,
what is it under?
It's if you go to my YouTube page, mm-hmm. Julia Avila MMA BJJ.
Awesome.
You can check out all of my jiu-jitsu or any of my jiu-jitsu matches that I have recorded and my MMA fights.
Awesome. Yeah, so go there. Look at all of her cool stuff there. Especially that fight, because holy crap, she is a beast. You don't want to fight Julia. I think that's why maybe Dana's just scared that you're going to tear his division up.
It's okay.
Maybe that's why you haven't got the call yet.
It's okay. He's letting me age like a fine wine.
Like a fine wine. Like what we're drinking today.
Yes. What is this? Dolby?
Mm-hmm. Oil? Dolby blended Dolby? Red something.
Red.
Neither one of us know anything about wine, but it tastes good. It's tasty. It's working, making conversation easier.
I know. That's what you gotta do.
Exactly.
I just gotta carry it around just like in a flask or whatever. Okay. Gosh, this is taking forever to answer. So that was my last fight was an AMI fight in 2013, finished in 21 seconds, and then I took a long break. I had a stress-induced ulcer from a really, really bad breakup, and then I stopped training, I stopped doing everything, and then I met Cody, mm-hmm. and I got back into training, and he's like, hey, I'm going to move into USA. Now, and I said, okay. And I traveled across the country to go with him, and we had to find a gym. And then it wasn't until a year after we were training at Oklahoma Martial Arts Academy that I took my first fight.
Wow.
So 2016, I took my second pro fight. No, gosh. Yeah, my second pro fight.
That was the one just a couple of months ago, right?
No. That was,
2016.
Yeah, that was with the girl down in Texas.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God, I can't even, I get hit in the head. So, look, I can't remember everything.
For a living. We gotta give her a break, guys.
So, Carolyn. Mm, Carolyn, mm-hmm. last August. And then in January, I had Nico Montano, mm-hmm. who's on the UFC. Watch her. She's amazing. Mm-hmm. And then I fought Candace Markle, a couple of months ago.
Yeah, okay. That's what I was thinking.
So four fights. Mm-hmm. I'm 4-0 as an MMA fighter.
Impressive.
With one belt.
Yeah.
Long story short.
But a matter of time until we get that UFC belt. So you girls better watch out.
Just one call. That's all I need.
Yeah, that fight with Nico, I remember that one too. That was pretty crazy. Jesus, you girls both looked like just bloody pulps afterwards. Yeah. Both your eye was all swollen up. Her whole face was like swollen up, cut up. It was crazy.
Yeah. It was a good fight. It was a really, really good matchup, but I definitely think that she is going to make waves in the 25 division.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Flyweights, watch out.
Yeah, that's a good feather in your hat too, as soon as she, you know, gets out there and does her thing. So
true story.
That's awesome.
But you have a title match coming up, don't you?
I do, yeah.
Tell me about that.
No MMA, because I have to keep the moneymaker looking good, you know.
It's pretty.
I can't have my face getting checked up. Yeah, exactly. Julia doesn't get hit very often, so it works for her. But for me, I stick to the jiu-jitsu matches. I'll be having a title fight for the 155 no-gi purple belt title on my favorite stage in the world to fight on, the Fight to Win stage. Just a group of awesome people that put that show on. I love all of those people so much. Seth Daniels, Missy Estrada, Troy Everett, all those dudes and girls are so cool. Brittany Elkin, you know, the list goes on. They always take such good care of me, always watching out for their fighters, always plugging the fighters, you know. I'm super impressed with the way that they take care of everyone, so, and just their character in general, you know. I wouldn't fight for a company or support a company that I didn't believe in like that. And I 100% believe in that Fight to Win Pro. There's just no show like it out there.
So when is it? Yeah, I've watched a lot of them, and mm-hmm. I've actually been to a couple of their productions, and they're very, very impressive. Mm-hmm. But so are you going to be fighting in Oklahoma City or in another city?
I'll be going all the way to Denver to
no
fight.
No way!
Yeah, November 17th. That's a show that I've always wanted to make it on, so I'm like beyond pumped. You can't tell right now because I'm tired from all the training today, but like I'm so excited that I got that opportunity. Like Missy and Seth hit me up, I think close to 1 a.m. the other night, like, "Hey, what's your record?" And I was like, "Holy shit, this is the moment that I've been waiting for." And lo and behold, they offered me the title against, I should know this guy's name because I'm about to fight him, but
it don't matter because you're going to run through him.
Yes, he's just got my belt for now, and I'm ready to take it from him. So training super hard, getting ready for the fight, and, you know, just in a really good place, mentally, physically, spiritually. I'm ready to rock and roll, and it's going to be an awesome show. There's just, these Fight to Win shows are my favorite thing, the energy from the audience, the broadcast, everything is like spot on, so professionally done, and I get paid to do my favorite thing, so it's like, you know, how does it get any better than that?
It's so awesome and so unique, and it's so amazing that the sport is growing, that you're able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, 5 years ago you weren't able to.
Mm-mm.
You weren't able to get paid unless you were a black belt.
Exactly.
And so now it's really cool to see this and to make a living out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially at the purple belt level, it's just unheard of to be making money fighting jiu-jitsu. And you'll even see like the old videos of like Eddie Bravo after he triangle choked Hoyler, and he's like, "Man, there's no money in jiu-jitsu, living in some shitty little apartment and making nothing." So pretty incredible that me as a three-stripe purple belt is able to make somewhat of a living traveling around and fighting. So shout out to the Fight to Win crew. That's one that I forgot to plug at the beginning. I'm plugging now. Team No Sleep, you guys are awesome. Thank you for everything that you do. Thank you for the title shot. You know, it's incredible that you guys believe in me enough to let me represent your company and your production. Yeah, I could go on and on about all of them. They're incredible people.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So what else? What do you want to talk about? What do you want to ask me? What do you want to know?
What do I want to know, man?
My favorite color is purple.
Mine too.
Twinsies.
Twinsies. That is pretty cool. That's why the dinosaur is purple for the.
Oh yeah, the dinosaur. Yeah, I am all out on an injury. Look, mm-hmm. I'm starting to slur.
Uh oh, the line is working.
I'm out on an injury, so I'm learning, and my husband's gone because he's off training. Shout out to all the military wives. Mm-hmm. So I'm learning a whole bunch of Illustrator programs. So I got to do Troy allowed me to do his logo for him. So I'm really excited. And then I got jazzed and I started doing logos for my dogs, logos for my friends.
And I'm like, so appreciative that she put the time in to make this logo. It looks phenomenal. So
that's the thing. If I get injured, all of my friends, all of my close, my tribe gets cracked.
Yeah.
Hey. Sorry, guys. If you hear barking, that's my awful dogs, and I don't have doors inside my house. Hi. So go ahead and ask me a question.
Sure. Let's go on to, what have we not talked about yet? Oh, yes. This is something that I thought would be pretty juicy and interesting that we talked a little bit about before the show. I've noticed that probably 99% of the successful people that I talk to and encounter have some sort of a mindfulness or meditation program, whatever, that they stick to. You know, some kind of practice on the mindfulness and being in that present moment. And I was just curious about how you do that. You said you run, you do yoga, you do jiu-jitsu. So I figure there has to be some sort of mindfulness interlaced in all of that. Is there anything outside of those activities, or are you mainly doing those things as your mindfulness practice?
So I do try to do a little bit, especially when I am flustered or angry. Mm-hmm. I'll try to do a breathing exercise, dragon's breath, whatever. Sure. More of the traditional sense of meditation. Mm-hmm. But I am very in tune with my body. Mm-hmm. And for me, meditation is thinking about thinking. So I meditate while I do any of my sports. So while I'm lifting, I'm thinking about lifting. What's going on with my body? Do I have my pelvis in the right place? Like, do I need to move things around? What am I engaging every single muscle that I need to engage? I actually just squeezed my butt when I did that because I was thinking about squats.
Yeah.
But that's one of the things. I am so fully engrossed with every single emotion and every single activity that I do. Mm-hmm. So when I'm doing jiu-jitsu, I'm thinking about jiu-jitsu. I'm not thinking about what I'm having for dinner. I'm not thinking about what I have to do for work tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Same thing when I'm showering.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about the water hitting my skin. I'm so fully immersed in the real time. Mm. And I don't dwell on what has been or what could be. Mm-hmm. So my meditation is really basically my entire life. But mm-hmm. like specifically when I do my sport, I'm fully engulfed in it. Regardless of whether it be bocce ball.
Nice.
or weightlifting, like mm-hmm. just that meditation, that oneness with what you're doing and sure. what your body is capable of.
Mm. And I think that's such an important skill, something to kind of bring value and a takeaway for everyone listening, is like not thinking about always what's coming next or what happened in the past. Try to enjoy the present moment of your life. Like, we only get one life. So I really think that that's like a lost art that Julia's talking about, being immersed in what you're doing and enjoying the time that you're spending, where you're at, with who you're with, you know, in that moment, because it's going to pass and then you'll never get it back again. So even in this moment here, I'm enjoying a lovely glass of wine with one of my dear friends, petting her puppies, you know, talking to you guys. So I think that's just a huge thing and a good takeaway. Like, if you guys only listen up until this point and turn the podcast off, then I'm stoked that you're able to get that little piece of information, because that's one of the huge things that I want this podcast to be built on, is mindfulness and re-educating, or just share, not educating, because who am I? I'm just some dude that practices mindfulness. I don't know anything that you guys don't know. But I'd like to share some of my experiences about that and how being in that present moment and allowing myself to just be has completely changed my life. So I think that that's such a huge thing that Julia touched on, and she's taken it from just practice into everything that she's doing, which is huge, and it's an art and a skill that not a lot of people have. And I feel like if more humans were practicing these type of things and thinking this type of way, that we would have less problems in the world.
I totally agree with that. Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I wish people just cared.
Yes, that would be beautiful. That would be beautiful. But a lot of people don't, and that's okay. Maybe
it's okay. That's what we're here to inspire, right?
Exactly, yeah. Hopefully we'll inspire those
Cheers
people.
Cheers to that.
Cheers.
Oh, my God.
Did you guys hear that? We're drinking from metal cups right now because Julia has broken all of her glass wine cups. So we're enjoying some
steel
nice
cups, guys. Ding. Steel cups, that's the
yeah.
way to go.
Yeah, exactly. But if you break a lot of wine glasses, you can get some
Ross.
Awesome. Yeah, at Ross.
At Ross or Amazon, but that's okay. Yeah, so I think we have talked you guys out of the ear holes.
Yes, I have a lot more. Like, there's so many things that I would like to talk to Julia about, but I feel like at this point, some of you guys may not be listening anymore, so
like,
I'll definitely have to have her back on for another show for round two, where we get to get into her weightlifting and all the other cool things that she's doing on a daily basis, tearing up the MMA scene, coming for that UFC belt. Dana White, shout out, holla, don't overlook Julia, because she's no joke. Just go watch her YouTube videos, like, come on, guys. There's no question.
So look, listen, I was a jerk one day and someone was like, hey, so what's your name? I'm like, Julia Avila. Google me.
I love that. That's the best thing I've ever heard.
Oh my gosh.
Google me, bitch.
I mean, I didn't say it, but I thought.
But you, yeah, kind of insinuated it.
But yeah, that's where we're at. You guys listen to the Trilzerian show every Thursday. Get your Troy on every Thursday.
Hey.
Hey. we'll be doing this. We're going to be interviewing a lot of people from our gym, but hopefully when we get some people in, we'll be interviewing some people that come in and do seminars.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to, you know, hopefully get some of the cool people that are traveling around sharing their knowledge with us, from the jiu-jitsu community, from the strength and training community, maybe some of our yoga instructors. Me and Julia have several yoga instructors that we really like. And then
at Sunshine Yoga.
Yep. Yeah. That
the
dude
best.
Is the bomb. We actually both went to go see him today at different times. She went to 9 a.m. I was
him.
Still asleep. So I went to the 12 a.m. and it was, or 12 p.m. and it was beautiful. And he kicked my butt and I feel great because of it. So thank you, Shane.
Namaste, stay in shape.
Damn straight. So, thank you so much, Julia, for producing
thank
this.
You.
Thank you for talking to me for a whole hour. Thank you for letting me into your home. Thank you for making the dope-ass logo with my spirit animal, the Tyrannosaurus purple Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yo, can we take a second and talk about that intro music, though?
It's beautiful.
It makes me want to shake my butt.
I do shake my butt whenever it's playing. We'll have a video eventually to where you guys can see us dancing to this.
Okay, so every time you hear that, guys, you got to dance to it. I don't care where you're at.
Shake that booty.
Drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot.
Okay, so, yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me on the show. It is a pleasure, and it is an honor to be your first interviewee, and I really look forward to what you do with the show.
Oss. All right.
Do you have a sign-off line?
No, I don't yet. Should I?
Are we going to talk about
this? What would be a cool sign-off line? We should maybe think about that.
Okay.
Catch us next Thursday.
Yeah.
The Trilzerian Show.
Where can we find you? Are you on anything?
Yes, I'm on Facebook, Troy Edmund Russell. I'm on Instagram as Troy Edmund Russell or as Troy _ Trilzerian, TRILZARIAN, I think.
Yeah, no, you're good.
Sounded right, okay. It's like Dan Bilzerian, but like a million times cooler. So definitely
Trillion
check it out.
times.
Exactly.
Cooler.
Precisely. I'm not good at math. I'm good at choking people. So that's what I get paid for until now. So, tune in next Thursday and we'll have more cool shit for you guys to listen to.
Yeah, and if you have any suggestions for sign-off lines, let us know.
I need one.
Yep, as voted by the listeners.
Exactly. I like that.
I like that. Okay, bye guys.